Well, today we have an interesting miracle that the Lord worked, the healing of the crippled woman. This is one of the seven miracles that the Lord brought about on a Sabbath. And the Sabbath, of course, was Saturday in the days of the Jewish people. It was a day of rest, but the scribes and Pharisees had taken it to such an extreme that they said you can't even do anything, any kind of a work on the Sabbath. And so they often would forbid people even to carry a mat or to cook a meal, to do things. So they had taken the, God's teaching about keep holy the Lord's day, a day of prayer, a day of rest, a day of relaxation, a day of love and compassion and mercy. And they had turned it into a day when they figured nothing could be done, even a good deed. Let's say like the healing of the woman in today's gospel, the crippled woman. Now, other miracles the Lord worked on the Sabbath would be the healing of the man who had been born blind, the man with a shriveled hand, the lame man at the pool of Bethsaida. Peter's mother-in-law was cured on a Sabbath day, and the Lord also drove out a demon on a Sabbath as well. So take a look at today's gospel. We have some very interesting details that St. Luke, the physician, gives us. He says that the Lord was teaching in a synagogue on this particular day. Now, usually when the Lord worked a miracle, the person came to the Lord and said, please heal me. But on a few occasions, the Lord calls out somebody, and even though they didn't ask, the Lord heals them. Like the man with the withered hand, he called him forward in front of everyone and healed his hand on the Sabbath to teach a lesson. And the same thing today. The Lord, in his great love, compassion, and mercy upon this woman, he called her forth from the congregation in front of everyone. And it was a Sabbath day. And this woman, we don't know how old she was, but we do know that she was very badly bent over for the last 18 years, bent over double. And it says that this was the work of a spirit. Now, we don't know. We'll mention about that in a moment. But we do know it must have been a very painful affliction for this woman for 18 years. And so the Lord called her forward and immediately said, woman, you are healed. You're cured of your infirmity. The Lord placed his hands upon her, which is interesting. Sometimes the Lord would just say the word and the person would be healed. But today he actually places his hands upon her and she immediately straightens up and praises God. Well, everybody is rejoicing except one person, the religious one, the leader of the synagogue. And he's indignant and he tells the people, there are 6 days for work. Come back and be healed on those days. Don't come here to be healed on the Sabbath. So the religious leader was taking this ridiculous rule, which was not doing any good work, not doing anything on the Sabbath, and completely violating the spirit of love, healing, compassion, and mercy that is at the heart of the faith. So again, they had taken this and made it such a ridiculous thing. So the Lord, it says, called him a hypocrite. He said, you hypocrites, do not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey and take it out to water it? That's work, isn't it? But you do that work. You untie your animal even on the Sabbath to water it and to feed it. Should not this woman have been untied from her illness that she had been carrying for 18 years? And since they cared more about their animals than they do about people. And we see that all the time in the pro-life movement. You see the care of the spotted owl or the care of the whales more than the care of the unborn babies. You know, we see that even today. So notice that these hypocrites were willing to take care of their ox or their donkey, but they were upset that the Lord had healed a person, a woman, on the Sabbath because they felt it violated their legalistic rules and regulations. And so the Lord lambastes the man and says, you're a hypocrite. You do this kind of a work. Should not a daughter of Abraham, who had been under Satan's bondage for 18 years, be set free on the Sabbath? Now, why does he say she was under Satan's yoke, under Satan's burden? Well, it does not seem that she was possessed. There's no other indication that she was possessed. It's just that she had an illness. Well, why did the Lord call that being under Satan's bondage? Well, remember that when God created our first parents, Adam and Eve, there was no illness. There was no death in the Garden of Eden. There was perfection. There was happiness. Nobody got the flu or cancer or colds in the Garden of Eden. But what happened? Well, after Satan's fall, that he tempted our parents, Adam and Eve, once they sinned, then disharmony, illness, death, suffering came into the world as a result of sin. So our human parents, under the influence of Satan, turned against God. And because of that, they brought discord, disharmony into our world, into the universe. Therefore, illness and disease came about because of, obviously, Satan's power and influence, but, of course, the free will of our first parents. So why do we have death and illness? It's a result of original sin. Why is there cancer? Why is there arthritis? Why is there rheumatism? Why is there mental illness or other physical handicaps? It's all a result of the original sin. The original sin of Adam rebelling against God brought about a lack of harmony in our world and even in our bodies and in our lives because of the disharmony with our relationship with God that was brought about by the original sin. That's why the Lord says she has been under Satan's power all these years, and now she has been freed. Well, the gospel concludes by saying the opponents were humiliated, but the people rejoiced and delighted in the fact that the Lord showed this great compassion and love on the Sabbath. So the Lord was trying to make a point that these man-made rules and regulations, which the Jewish leaders had increased to 613 rules and regulations, that if they violated the true spirit of love of God and love of neighbor, then they were not according to God's plan. So the Lord is not talking about the Ten Commandments. Those are, of course, divinely revealed commandments by God. What the Lord is criticizing were these pharisaical, extreme interpretations of the law made by the scribes and Pharisees.